other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 26th day of February 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Thank you for joining us. I'll be back live this Sunday, by the way, just a program note, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, I want to run through the stacks of incredibly important news, at least go through the headlines and break them down in more detail. Then coming up, we have Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament, hailing from England. He, of course, chewed out Herman Van Rompuy, the traitorous snake who openly admits they're setting up world government through the EU and sanguinating or sucking the blood out of European nations to fund it. The same pernicious group runs the United States. He is scheduled to be joining us in the next hour. Then we've got Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, who pops in every Friday with us in the third hour. And then John Young of Cryptome.org, shut down without a court order by Microsoft. The website gone. Really, it's a type of predecessor to something like WikiLeaks, also under attack. For anyone denying that we're dealing with internet censorship, expanding on a routine increment. So that is coming up today. In news, Obama says bipartisan health deal may not be possible. And, of course, they first said that his health bill was invincible. No one could stop it. Now it's in deep trouble. Now he says, again, it's invincible. You will be assimilated. They're going to pass it next week. But let's hope and pray that is not the case. It looks like it may not pass. Of course, they played possum for a few months because there was massive resistance cresting against it. And so they played possum until everybody kind of dissipated their energy. And then now they're back. And they're back with the climate bill that already passed the House, 6 months ago. It's in the U.S. Senate. Open world government, open home inspections. You don't fix what the feds say they want repaired. And their new zoning laws, arbitrary, gives a blank check of power to the government. You'll be turned out of your house within 5 days. The home will be taken. No judge, no jury, no court. 35 federal agencies with godlike power. Taxes on everything. Water, power, light bulbs. Just meat. Just unlimited blank check to ravenously take over society. Everyone had better get Follow the Republic out to their friends and family and neighbors so they realize what this environmentalism really is. It's about a bunch of crooks running your life and sucking you dry, and deciding who can have a business and who can't. Now, again, everyone needs to get Fall of the Republic. It details their entire agenda, the whole thing, in 2 hours and 25 minutes. You don't have to buy the DVD at Infowars.com and support us. You can go to YouTube. There's hundreds of versions of it up there. There's a director's channel, Change to Channels, the name of the channel, that has it in pretty good quality up there for free. I suggest you keep hammering that link out to everyone you know. Because if you think the economy's bad now under globalization and NAFTA and GATT, this is only the beginning. And Reid says he's bullish on climate bill. He says they can ram it through in the next few weeks. They know they're losing approval rating numbers every day. And so they want their entire agenda through. They are a group of revolutionary crooks, viperous, lecherous, vermin, enemies of everything good. The grandchildren of Joe Stalin. We'll be right back.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. The political tried and trusted tactic of an unpopular establishment, when their agenda is in trouble, to roll over and play possum for a few months. They've done that, and they said they're going to pass the health care power grab, the giant tax, which then gives liability protection to the big HMOs and insurance companies. That's why their stocks have all been shooting up on word that it may pass. And, of course, raises your taxes and cuts Medicare and Medicaid, just like the banker bailout wasn't for getting the mortgage market going again. One day after they passed it, October 3rd, 2008, they did a bait and switch and said, oh, we're not going to spend it on that. We're not going to tell you what we're going to spend it on. When I get up here and I say that this is a group of lawless, treasonous, treacherous scum, we are not exaggerating. We are not joking. This is an absolutely rogue government stealing everything they can get their hands on. And I know you know that as listeners, but we better get the word out to the general public. Sure. The government has the lowest approval rating, according to Rasmussen and other major polls across the board. In some polls, the government has as low as an 8% across the board approval rating, the lowest in history. But they don't care. They're going for broke. They've got Homeland Security. They've got NORTHCOM and the Pentagon standing by. It's the same thing in Europe. They are squeezing everyone into oblivion. And they're just getting started. Harry Reid, the little slime ball, says he's bullish on climate bill. That's out of Mother Jones. And it continues, does John Kerry have good reason to be so optimistic about a climate bill? The Washington Post reports that he's getting strong signals that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid wants a bill ASAP, indicating that senators might be closer to a deal on climate and energy than many people around Washington have assumed. They don't care if for a month D.C. has been buried by record snow. They don't care if India, China, the United States, England, Latin America, just the whole planet is having some of the coldest temperatures in a half century. It doesn't matter if the UN's been disgraced and had to admit that the Earth hasn't been warming since 1995 and has been cooling since 2000. They say, that's because of the warming, and we're going forward with everything. And the Austin City Council says, we're going to get started with taxes, 2.6 billion in 3 years. We're going to double your power and gas bill. And a big Chinese company, they're saying the second biggest solar maker in China is coming to Austin to help run it all and help set it up. That's right. The city of Austin says they're going to give them tax incentives, no property taxes, no nothing, to move here. And then Austin is going to hand them the money with Al Gore and others as the investors to build the giant solar farms to run Austin. Yes. You see, it isn't just that they tax the tried and true cheap energy sources. They then take your money and give it to themselves in boondoggles. Microcosm of the town I live in. $75 million a year spent on all road repair and construction and maintenance. $150 million spent on the buses that 1% of Austin uses. But see, that's a special sweetheart contract with their little pals, the private company that runs it. And so that's the way it is. And they say that they're going to try to up it to $300 million in the next 5 years and that they want another $100 million a year program for rail. That's only three rail lines that no one will even be able to get to. Because the United States modern cities are set up in a sprawling format based on highways. And that's just where the globalists want us. They've got us dependent on the cars and on the fuel, and they're going to jack up the prices on that and slap taxes on it. And then put trains in that no one literally will ride. Most of the buses are completely empty and just laugh and hire more cops and set up more warrantless checkpoints. Darwin Bedeker, the local gun show operator in Texas, called me up 2 days ago and said, Alex, I just drove through on a major road in San Antonio, a warrantless checkpoint searching cars. He goes, I thought that was illegal. It is, but they got the guns and they got your money. And they're going to take even more of it because they want you bankrupt. And the illegal aliens are all above the law and get all the welfare they want and can't be arrested for any basic crime or drunk driving or even robbery. Or they're released if they do get arrested and the cops are chastised because they're here to drive down the wages and bankrupt things even more. The bankers like us bankrupt. And they're just running up the tab, running up the bill, all made up fiat currency, but you're going to pay it. And a jackboot's going to shake it out of you. Because this is government by mafia, for mafia. You can tell I'm angry and I'm upset. Yeah, we're having big victories against them. We've discredited the crooks. They're in trouble. But you're going to have to fight and fight and fight and go to your city councils and your state houses and call into talk radio and put out newsletters and put up websites and make your own films and get my films and make copies of them. If every American would sit down and watch Fall of the Republic, professionally produced, covers the entire globalist agenda from their own words, how the heart of their takeover is the global fake environmental movement. If every American would see this, there's no way they could get their agenda through. A couple days ago, my children were over at a friend's house, and they'd been water coloring, and they went over to the sink when they were told to wash up their paints, and the little kids were telling them that they'd committed a crime using water because they'd learned that in school. It's just everywhere. Everywhere. Just total brainwashing. Everything will be illegal. Everything will be controlled. When you watch those Audi ads about the green police, oh, it's so much fun, the green police. When you see that, them swarming homes, arresting people for the wrong light bulbs, for accidentally throwing a Duracell battery in the trash, or for being in a hot tub, that is all going to be illegal. You think I'm joking? It's in the New York Times. It's all over the news. They're training kids to come home and write mock tickets from public school that really reports on their parents about taking a hot bath or leaving the water running while they brush their teeth. I told you a few months ago in France, the government said we had 154 husbands or wives killed in 2008. This was in 2009. They started reporting it. And so if anyone has ever seen raising their voice, they will be arrested. And if you raise your voice at your child when they run out in the street, Bobby, Bill, David, Jack, whatever your son or daughter's name is, don't be in the street. I told you not to.
Ah, CPS is coming.
And now it's in the BBC and the New York Times reporting it like it's good. Does America need this? Does England need this? If a husband, it's only men, is seen raising his voice to his wife, that is abuse, and the children will be taken, and the husband will wear a tracking bracelet on their leg. And when you have a baby, there will be cameras put in every room of your home, and you will be watched. And if you do one thing ever, if that toddler ever climbs up on a chair and falls off, your child is going to a dirty orphanage where the pedophile government's going to have their way with them. You think I'm joking around about the scum and the trash and the unmitigated evil filth that infests government and how they're taking over society? Let's go out to break with the green police brainwashing. This guy comes in and asks for plastic bags, and the cops slam his head in the counter and take him to jail.
But it's all a friendly, we're the green police, la la la.
Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery! Battery! Let's go! Take the house! Come on!
It's a Soviet another!
Sure!
That's we can't wait to cut you in pits and shoot you in the back of the head with a parasite scum!
You saw these bulbs?
Yeah. Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105.
Yeah. You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Think of the brainwashing. Think of the magnitude of the evil. We're going to tell you if you can have a bath. We're going to tell you what you can do. We're going to spy on you.
Please step out of the car and put them on the hood.
Every control freak in the world will be turned loose to run your life. All the narcissistic, lazy scum that couldn't get a job, couldn't build a business, who think entrepreneurs are bad, who hate anyone that has two pennies to rub together, all being given uniforms and weapons. Oh, they're training them for this in all the colleges right now. It's already happening everywhere. This ad is not a joke. And the San Francisco mayor came out and admitted a company he works with in San Francisco produced it, and that this is what they want. This is what they're going to do. This is who they are. You're going to be their slaves now. And all the lazy trash is going to be given weapons and power over you, the producers, and they're going to suck off you and never stop because they're greedy, degenerate, filthy trash. And if you won't wake up and get angry and understand what's happening historically, then you deserve the raping they're going to give you. And their parasite hordes of lazy, power-tripping, control-freak scum. Now we're going to break down all the news straight ahead. The healthcare takeover, the environmental takeover, and secret UN documents now mainstream news. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Peter Krautschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krautschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krautschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hey, before I forget, talk about this. Shooter Jennings is on the radio show Monday. And now I can talk about this. I knew about this a little while back, but tell me I could talk about it yesterday. We're going to have the world premiere of his new album here on air. And guess who does spoken word throughout the album? Shooter Jennings, son of Waylon Jennings, a very successful musician in his own right, tours of Willie Nelson, you name it. Stephen King. Stephen King is a big fan of Shooter Jennings. And guess what else I found out? Yeah. Absolutely. Stephen King likes my radio show and what we're doing here. And it's a Stephen King anti-New World Order rant at the beginning of each of the 14 tracks. Spoken word by Stephen King on the New World Order. Premiering here Monday. And King's working on some projects right now, but there is a good chance we're going to get him on the air in the future live with Shooter. Who knows? Might even happen Monday. I mean, that is so exciting. Stephen King. No one's books have been made into more movies. And, of course, you know, he wrote The Running Man. What was it, in the late 70s? And they made it into a movie in 86, 85? The Running Man, Who Loves You, and Who Do You Love? Cadre kids, remember, November is recruitment month. Report a family member and get a double bonus credit. Anyone caught outside after dark without their proper pass will be permanently detained. The Running Man and every other big movie. Total expert on the New World Order, Stephen King. I mean, just everybody knows. I got contacted yesterday by another huge movie star, and I'm going to be hooking up with them. They're coming here during South by Southwest. They contacted me, and I'm going to try to get them on the show in the next few weeks, maybe even in studio. And again, why is that important? Because this is a culture drunk on entertainment, drunk on media icons, and when these big stars and writers and people come out against the New World Order, it just shows how we are the majority, and that's the last domino to fall. And yes, it's very successful. It's very effective to have all these big movie stars and icon writers and others coming out against the New World Order, as if you couldn't read all of King's books and already know that. A secret government group releases the flu to depopulate the planet. What, he wrote that 20 years ago? I read that book. I've read so many of them. I forget the name. What's the one where they release the like this evil guy? He's basically the devil, but he releases flu to kill the majority. The Stand, yeah. I mean, this guy, I mean, you could just already know Stephen King knew about this when I was in diapers. So we can't say Alex Jones woke Stephen King up. But every time we get more successful, it just makes the government and the mainstream media and the jealous alternative haters go that much more crazy. I don't know why you guys get so upset and so jealous about me and make up new lies more ridiculous than the last every day. Some of you out there. Because we're literally waking the planet up, and if you're little parasites that just want to be stars, you ought to be happy. This movement wouldn't be one half as big as it is right now if it wasn't for all the work I've done and all the work my listeners have done. See, I have a real goal to bring down the New World Order. I don't want to pay $2.6 billion in Austin the next 3 years on carbon taxes. I'm upset about being a slave. I don't want to lose my granddaddy's rifle I've got. That's why I do what I do. That's why I can go 4 hours and not take one call. I can do 10 hours because I have real passion. I really care about what I'm doing. And so I get the stardom you so crave. And you don't get it because you're not in this for the right reasons. And let me tell you, my rising star, as people call it, is actually a burden, and I don't like it. But I do like the byproduct of it, meaning I'm having success against the New World Order. I'm walking point, ladies and gentlemen, and we're making all the right connections that can bring down this New World Order. And they know it, and the establishment media has identified me as the numero uno enemy of the New World Order program, because I got their number, and I'm not backing down. I keep on it coming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, Stephen King on the team.
Beautiful prayer.
This is the end.
This is the end. My only friend, the end
of our elaborate plans.
Elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety, no surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
After Roland of Gilead finally scales the Black Tower,
can you picture what will be?
He is transported back to 10 years before, riding through a desert to carry out his journey yet again. Because for every ending, there is a new beginning. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are live. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, listeners, the new free iPhone app, 5-star rating, over 200 5-star ratings, 5-star free app. Most of the free apps have got 1.5 stars. It's 5 stars. It's free. And it's available right now for free download at Infowars.com. I know 20,000 of you downloaded it in the last 2 weeks. That is nothing. We need everybody out there who has friends and family that have iPhones to email them the link to the iPhone store where it's free and say, hey, I sent you this free link to this radio show. It's got key information you need to know about. That's just another little way to reach people. And sure, in a year from now, we'll have 300, 400, 500,000 people that have downloaded it. We need to have that in a month, not in a year. Because the last domino to fall in the New World Order illusion is that those of us that know this system's a fraud and parasitic are a minority. We are not a minority. We are the majority. And there's a revolution going on in Hollywood. You heard Michael Braverman, TV producer in Hollywood, Jesse Ventura's manager. You heard him without me even prompting him on the show a few months ago say that he can't believe all the top Hollywood stars that have called him but are afraid to come out against the New World Order. They're sick of the left-right paradigm. They don't want to be known as leftists. They don't want to be known as right-wingers. They don't choose those two labels. They are pro-liberty, anti-New World Order. But that the kingpins in Hollywood, like Steven Spielberg, will try to blackball them or crush them, no matter how big they are, if they come out and say, we're not part of this false paradigm. It is the majority of top writers. Who know about the New World Order. It is the majority of people in Hollywood. You say, well, why is that important? Because the media has made that God and made that the arbiter of style and culture and our rudder. And they've used a false image of Hollywood to sell dehumanization and torture porn and tyranny and mindlessness. They've steered rap and hip-hop into mindless deviltry. They've steered rock and roll in that direction, and the entire culture, and the people within those cultures don't like it and don't want to be part of it. And so the manifestation of the revolution against tyranny going on in the highest levels of the culture system shows this New World Order is in deep, deep, deep crisis. I'm having one of those senior moments. Who's the writer who wrote Jurassic Park and all the rest of them? I read the book, Michael Crichton. I read his book 2 years ago and then Googled him. I mean, I knew who he was well from going back to some of his earliest science fiction works. And he wrote a book about State of Fear, about phony environmentalist trillionaires secretly trying to bring in a world government and staging environmental catastrophes to push it through. And then he died of, what was it, lung cancer? Michael Crichton. So I read more of his books. Total anti-New World Order. When I pick up science fiction now, the top writers, it's all anti-New World Order when I have time to read it. It's just everywhere. But on the nightly news, they make us feel like we're the minority. They tell us we're all alone. They tell us we don't have any power when we do have incredible power. All right, here's the big breaking news today. Reid bullish on climate bill. Is they're going to try to pass it in the next month? Obama's bipartisan health deal may not be possible. He says he's going to try to ram it through next week. Call Congress. Call your House and Senate members. You tell them, do not do it. Or you don't care who is running against the incumbent. you're going to support them. I mean, go ahead, vote for Deborah Medina, even if she threw 9/11 Truth under the bus and said we were despicable. Rick Perry's got to go. But regardless, you run for city council, county commissioner, state house. Even if you don't win, you'll get up there in the debates and at the conferences and at the meetings and be able to speak the truth. Just get out there and take action. I get hundreds of calls and emails every day saying, Alex, I've got a secret plan. If you just do this, if you just do that, if we just launch this program, if you just travel the country, this would fix it. No, there is no silver bullet in Alex Jones. There's no silver bullet in Bob Smith, John Doe. It's the spirit of resistance and liberty, putting your body against the machinery of the tyrants. Little things done over and over again creates almost a harmonic shaking of the foundations of this control grid. We are being collectively baptized in tyranny now, as they openly say, yes, we're listening to everything you do on your phones without warrants. Yes, we're setting up warrantless checkpoints. Yes, we're shutting down gun shows without a law. Yes, we're taking your blood without warrants. Yes, we're taking your baby's blood at birth for Pentagon bioweapon laboratory research. Yes, yes, we're going to arrest you for tiny environmental infractions. Yes, we're going to bankrupt you. Yes, we're going to launch new wars. Yes, we're going to put you through naked body scanners. Yes, we're going to arrest you for videotaping the police out in the open. That's totally legal. Yes, we're going to have federal courts rule there's no Fourth Amendment. They're just throwing down the gauntlet in your face, and it's an attempt to buffalo you, to break your will. Don't let them do it. Even if they get part of their big agenda through, that'll only make people more angry, more upset. But instead of backing off the New World Order as their approval rating drops to 8% for government, the lowest ever by a mile, plunging, what do? They go all in and say, all right, we are tyrants. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? We're the conquerors. And none of you are going to stand up here and fight us. None of you got what it takes. Well, you do have what it takes, and they know it. And they're getting more and more scared by the minute. They realize the sleeping giant is rising. They realize the human desire for liberty and freedom is pulsing with power, is burning in the minds of men and women everywhere. And I have come to light those fires of liberty in the minds of men and women everywhere. I have sworn on the altar of God Almighty, eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. PrisonPlanet.com headline. PrisonPlanet.com headline. Leaked UN documents reveal plan for Green World Order. That's a quote. By 2012, the numerology-obsessed cultists are obsessed with that date. And that date will come, and it will pass, and they will fail. Massive $45 trillion transfer of wealth to fund the creation of global governance. We have the internal UN report. It's in the AP. Fox News has got it. We break down the full spectrum analysis at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Joseph Watson. Leaked policy documents reveal that the United Nations plans to create a Green World Order by 2012, which will be enforced by a structure of global governance and funded by a gargantuan $45 trillion transfer of wealth from richer countries as the globalists' insidious plan to centralize power crush sovereignty while devastating the economy is exposed once again. As we warned at the time, the failure of Copenhagen in December did not spell the end of the global warming heist, but merely a roadblock in the UN's agenda to create a world government funded by taxes paid by you on the very substance you exhale, carbon dioxide. Today, carbon dioxide, tomorrow, the world. Using the justification of the vehemently debunked hoax that carbon dioxide is a deadly threat to the planet, the UN is already working to resurrect the failed Copenhagen Agreement with a series of new Copenhagen process negotiations set to take place in April, May, and June, culminating in Mexico City. Leaked planning documents, PDF, obtained by Fox News, lift the lid off the UN's plan to impose global governance by the time of their 2012 World Summit on Sustainable Development in Rio, which will mark the 20th anniversary since the notorious Earth Summit held in the same city. The new Rio Summit will end, according to UN documents obtained by Fox News, with a focused political document, presumably laid out the framework and international commitments to a new green world order. Now, that's in the document. We have a copy. We go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll show it to the TV viewers, but it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I want Watson to add the Maurice Strong quote from that 1992 Rio de Janeiro meeting, where he said, "We will destroy industrial society through the green movement." And one of the head climatologists of NASA say in a book published 3 months ago, the exact same words. We've got to get this information out to everybody. No one can stop you if you do it person to person with Fall of the Republic. And with this article, no one can stop you from getting the DVD and making copies of it and telling people to watch it. And you don't have to buy the DVD at Infowars.com. You can Google Fall of the Republic. And the number one link is a YouTube channel with 1,300,000 views, just one of hundreds of postings of it. And you can get it out to everybody you know if you just have the simple will to warn them and explain what's happening. And go to your local school board and you tell them stop brainwashing children with this debunked, sickening fraud. We have to rout these people out and dig them out of their rat holes everywhere. They're a group of scallywag scum. Just exactly what the environmental order will look like and the extent of the immense financial commitments needed to produce it are under discussion this week at a special session in Bali, Indonesia, of the United Nations Environment Program 58 Nation Governing Council Global Ministerial Environmental Forum. We already know. We saw the Copenhagen Treaty. We know what it is. Taxes on everything. Cars, air travel, food, water. Which oversees, in a total 2% GDP tax, which oversees the UNEP's operations. We heard Gordon Brown last week say it's going to be a global tax paid in a new global treaty of the banks, who are openly our government now. Congress even admits the banks run us. They met in secret. They're hammering it out 3 weeks ago in Australia. The document outlines the globalist mission to enact a, quote, radical transformation of the world economic and social order by putting, quote, a new treaty in place as the capstone. Gotta love those New World Order quotes. See, this is from the document. A new treaty in place as the capstone of the Green World Order. The capstone of the pyramid is the environmental control grid. The capstone of their Green World Order, which is really blood red. Oh, these parasitic vampires want to totally lock us down, and they're going to fail. The document outlines the globalist mission to enact a radical transformation of the world economic and social order by putting a new treaty in place as the capstone. I'm quoting. This is a quote. Radical transformation of the world economic and social order by putting a new treaty in place as the capstone of the Green World Order. Total social engineering. The system will be managed by, quote, an additional governing structure composed of exactly those insiders. Moving towards a green economy would also provide an opportunity to re-examine national and global governance structures. That's a quote. And consider whether such structures allow the international community to respond to current and future environmental development challenges and to capitalize on emerging opportunities. Just any new lies they want to make up, states the white paper. Emphasis on the imposition of new global governance structures will be achieved with the help of, quote, vast wealth transfers. Vast wealth transfers.
Alert, alert. Criminal tyranny of the most devastating type, a eugenics cult, has seized control of the nation. Alert, alert. The planet is falling into the sway of murdering psychopaths whose religious belief is in human sacrifice, mass war, and death. Alert, alert. Warning, warning. They've breached the walls. They're inside.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Told that when we had a president, we'd see a giant global political figure. The man that would be the political leader for 500 million people. The man that would represent all of us on the world stage. The man whose job was so important that, of course, you're paid more than President Obama. Well, I'm afraid what we got was you. And I'm sorry, but after that performance earlier that you gave, and I don't want to be rude, but you know, really, you have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask, that we're all going to ask is, who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you. I would like to ask you, President, who voted for you? And what mechanism? Oh, I know democracy is not popular with you lot, and mechanism to the peoples of Europe have to remove you. Is this European democracy? Well, I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous, and I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country. But since you took over, we've seen Greece reduced to nothing more than a protectorate. Sir, you have no legitimacy in this job at all, and I can say with confidence that I can speak on behalf of the majority of the British people in saying we don't know you, we don't want you, and the sooner you're put out to grass, the better.
Well, as you said, Mr. President, you wouldn't like to be rude, and I prefer to go ahead with this statement.
That's Nigel Farage joining us with an exclusive European Union Member of Parliament from England coming up in the next segment. He's in Europe right now. UK's European Member of Parliament, Nigel Farage, faces reprimand for calling Herman Van Rompuy wet rag. That is the London Telegraph. Here's the London Guardian. Nigel Farage, rampage of rudeness. Well, we have all the internal documents. It's all over the news in Europe that the EU intends to bankrupt the nations and bring them fully under its control. Herman Van Rompuy is unelected. Oh, don't be rude to this scumbag. Don't call out this filth that calls for global government and global taxes through the carbon tax, the tip of the green world government pyramid that they talk about in this United Nations document just out today, prisonplanet.com. A $45 trillion wealth transfer from what's left of Europe and the United States middle class to Herman Van Rompuy and the bankers that control him. Give me a document, Cam Shot. We're live at prisonplanet.tv. Here is the UN document I was covering. We'll talk about this with Nigel Farage and a lot more. Then when he leaves us in about 35 minutes into the next hour, I will go through this document in detail today. Then Bob Chapman's joining us, and we got John Young of Cryptome that got shut down without a court order, without anything, via Microsoft when he published their secret document of how they're spying on everyone without warrants for the police. So that is coming up as well, as the establishment is very frightened of people exposing them. Their hubris is draining out of their pig-like bodies, and they're now girding themselves for battle with the Internet and free speech. So that is coming up, but the uproar was so huge, they've now restored Cryptome because of the black eye it was giving Microsoft. So that is coming up. But after this quick break, Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament, who will stand up and speak to trash and scum like they deserve to be spoken to, will be joining us live, ladies and gentlemen. And then next Monday, the exclusive new album from Shooter Jennings and Stephen King, Against the New World Order. You will hear Stephen King, spoken word for the first time ever here on this show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.